Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Lincoln Moore, who's the Executive Director of Decal Oil. She's listed on the AIM market here in the UK under the ticker DKL. Welcome, Lincoln.
Thanks for having me, John.
So you've had some news out this morning about a new loan facility. Well, it's not new, sorry, but a drawdown of this syndicated loan that you've got agreed. Do you want to give us some more information about that, please?
Sure. The loan itself, as you said, it's a drawdown of an existing facility we'd set up under a syndicated loan structure. We've drawn $4.34 million. This is an unsecured loan at 6.85%, which is obviously we think is a very, very good rate achieved, unsecured, and it's structured over 7 years, so it's an extension of a loan we originally took back in Q4 2016, where we've actually paid quite a bit of that loan down, and you know we've felt it appropriate now to draw down again.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of this kind of syndicated loan structure, you don't normally get these with companies at sort of market cap at your end of the market. So can you explain how you managed to attract that kind of deal and how the structure actually works?
Yeah, our debt structure has evolved over the last 4 years. I mean, we started with development bank loans, which is typically how companies in Africa start with that sort of support. And then we've been able to refinance those loans with commercial bank loans in Cote d'Ivoire. And then, you know, what we were always aiming to achieve is the syndicated loan structure. And it is, as it sounds, it's a number of institutions grouped together, providing us with a finance facility. In order to get it, it's not simple to get it. It's a process where you need to become a credit rated company under Bloomfield, which is in Africa the equivalent of Standard & Poor's or Moody's. So we've achieved that, and of course, you know, maintain the ratings required to draw down again. So a good structure for us. It's the lowest interest rate that we have on our books. So any refinancing we do with the structure is beneficial. And I think you know that will continue to evolve again. I probably foresee in 2 to 3 years' time that as we continue to gain credibility, which we clearly have with these pretty sophisticated investors, such as Société Générale and Ecobank, who are leading it, that we'll be some stage going for a vanilla bond structure probably when we think it's appropriate. And our gearing level, we're happy with it. That may be the next level, which has advantages, of course, of effectively fixing our gearing and removing repayment obligations and sitting on an interest rate obligation. So I think that's the next step. But for now, I think we've done really well to get to this point. As I said, at a company that's only been operating for 3 to 4 years.
Okay, so key point for investors, what are you going to do with the cash?
Yes, so we've drawn down this cash really two things we're looking at. One, we did have some remaining short-term loans, which we hadn't cleaned up last time. And the logic of that is the interest rate is obviously higher than 6.85%, but the 10-year is the key. I mean, we're trying to free up cash flow for the company, and you know, I've been pretty consistent in saying that we're looking, we are acquisitive, we're looking to do things, and having cash flow available is clearly the main point there. So some of it, of the $4.34 million, we're looking at about $2 million refinancing short-term loans on better terms, both tenure and interest. And the remaining funds, just over $2.3 million, we're looking at investment opportunities. That's what we're trying to do. We're looking at other opportunities to grow our company.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to suggest in the RNS that you're looking at other opportunities outside of palm oil. Is that correct?
Yes, I think where we're at is certainly we're trying to play to our strengths, I guess. And certainly Cote d'Ivoire, clearly, you know, we understand and we can operate there very well, and certainly as a country jurisdiction. So then we're looking at, you know, what else are we good at? We certainly have excellent relationships with cooperatives and smallholders, and I think we've proven that from a logistics and processing plant or mill execution point of view, that we're able to do that and sell our products. So So it's fair to say that we're open to opportunities outside of Palmer. In Palmer, certainly, no doubt, our major angle. We talk about we're certainly are starting our second project in Guitry in the Palmer sector. But if there's opportunities to play to our strengths in a country such as Côte d'Ivoire, which is number one in cocoa, I think it's now number one in cashew. There's lots of opportunities, and if we play to our strengths, we think we can generate some cash earning companies potentially outside of Palm for certain.
Yeah, I mean, I just noticed we've made a lot of reference to Côte d'Ivoire today in this interview. I mean, am I right in assuming then that the funds we're talking about are not going to be going towards anything in your Ghana project?
I think so. I mean, that's the aim at this stage. I think you're referring to North Palm in Ghana, which has been sort of sitting as an RNS out probably Q2 last year, and really hasn't, I mean, changed from the overall position that we're in discussions with them. So, from our perspective at this stage, there's no green yes, or there's no red no. We remain in discussions, but are certainly not losing any sleep over it. As I say, we think there's plenty of things to do in Côte d'Ivoire. We like having available funds in order to be nimble and execute. So if, I mean, the thing with taking debt, I mean, clearly what we don't want to be doing is taking debt for projects which won't generate cash flow for a number of years. So I've been pretty consistent in saying that the Guitry project, which is already in the process of setting up the nursery, is going to be funded by project finance and have another partner wear the majority of the finance burden. So we won't be putting substantial amounts, might put a little bit of debt towards that, but what we like to use debt for is other projects which can generate cash flow clearly much better than the interest and the repayment obligations under the debt. And they're the types of projects we're looking at, and Côte d'Ivoire is where we're focused.
Okay, so it's all sounding very positive, Lincoln. So when can we expect to be hearing the next piece of news from you guys?
Certainly, as we alluded to in today's announcement, we'll keep the market informed of how we choose to deploy that cash. I don't want to put a time frame on it. What we've done is the cash that isn't going to immediate refinance is on deposit at 5%. So that is a good situation. But we are actively looking at things, and hopefully we can be in a position to execute on one or more things over the next little period. And of course, we're now in terms of our core business in the high season. So I think, we consider set of that. We're looking to produce a consistent 6 months throughout the high season. I think, Q2 was there was a challenge last year, so we're very keen to make sure we make up for that this year and generate a very good 6 months of production and hopefully materially end up after 6 months much better than we were last year.
Okay, Lincoln, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, John.
That was Lincoln Moore, Executive Director of Dekel Oil, listed as DKL on AIM.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.